since you guys played them last, it was only a few weeks ago, but a lot of personnel changes here, injuries. How much different do the Eagles look going into this game compared to the last time you saw them?
Well, we just have to see what their personnel is. Obviously, they're playing some younger guys. They were a little bit banged up the first time we played them, but you know, one of the things that we always preach to our team, and I know I'm sure they preach it up there, is the next man up philosophy. And if you're part of the 53-man roster, you got to be ready to play. And there are injuries all over the league, and sometimes over the course of the season, the teams look different when you play them. And you know, we're excited about the opportunity to play the Eagles this week.
It seems like when you took over like 2 years ago, it seems like you guys were in a similar situation to what the Eagles are in now. Can you just kind of talk about that and like what kind of challenges you felt you had to face in order to keep the guys focused for the rest of the season?
Well, obviously you want to have a great record and you want to be chomping at the bit for the playoff position at this point in the season, but sometimes that's not the case. And you know, one of the things that we always preach is you want to have the right kind of guys in your team who are going to play the right way regardless of what the situation is, and that's what we've always tried to preach here, and that's what we feel like we have to do. We have to get ourselves ready to play this opportunity this week, and I think teams around the league are all saying the same thing regardless of what their records are.
Jason, I just want to ask you real quick, what's the latest on DeMarco Murray, and is he practicing, and do you anticipate having him Sunday night?
DeMarco practiced today. He wasn't completely full in practice by any means, but he did get out there and ran some football plays for us. So we'll see how he responds to that work and continue to evaluate him as the week progresses.
Jason, what did you see from Nick Foles in those three quarters 3 weeks ago and then in the past two starts as well?
Well, I think he's a good player. We certainly liked him coming out. He's a big guy. He can throw the ball. He's smart. He has a good feel for playing. And, you know, I think all the Eagles fans saw that in the preseason. I think they've seen a lot of that in the regular season as well. So he's certainly growing. Anybody who's playing as a rookie in the NFL at that position, you know, is going to grow with the experience they get. He's done a nice job for him.
Does it kind of help you guys, like, having tape now on Bryce Brown, seeing what he did Monday night against Carolina?
Well, he's certainly a good football player. There's no question about that. You know, the Eagles always run the ball very well. And, you know, when he got his opportunity, he ran the ball well in that ball game. Made a lot of big plays for him. You know, made some inside runs, made some outside runs. You know, made some of those tough, you know, 3- and 4-yard runs, but also made some big plays in the game for him. So, certainly a good football player.
Jason, what's your situation at linebacker right now? Who's probably going to start? I know there's been a lot of injuries there. Can you talk about that?
Yeah, Sean Lee was our starter at one of the inside linebacker spots, and he got hurt a little bit ago and is on injured reserve. And Bruce Carter has been playing all year long for us at the other inside linebacker spot, and he got hurt and is on against the Redskins, and we put him on IR the other day. So the guys who will be playing in that rotation are Ernie Sims, who's played a lot for us, the former Lion linebacker, and also Dan Connor, who we signed this past offseason, former Carolina linebacker. We have some other guys who will play as well in that spot. We'll have a rotation of some younger guys, Alex Albright, you know, a couple other guys who have played on and off at those spots.
If I could ask you again about the situation when you took over, did you kind of see it as possibly a long-term thing, or did you kind of look at it as, you know, if a few things, like, you know, break right, you know, you guys can turn it around pretty quickly?
Oh, I think the biggest thing we tried to do was really live in the day and live in the moment and not be focused on how we got to that point or really anything in the future. You know, we really try to focus on practicing well each day to get ourselves ready to play the game. And that's really a general philosophy. And certainly in that situation that we were in, we had to really try to reaffirm that with our team.
Jason, as a former quarterback, as a quarterback coach, offensive coordinator, then a head coach, in the process of evaluating a young quarterback, how many games or seasons even do you think you need to get a sense of whether a guy could be a long-term starter in the league?
Oh, I think that's a hard question because I don't think there's one particular answer. Certainly, if you like someone and you have an investment in someone, you want to give them more chances. And as you're giving him chances, you want to make sure you evaluate the situation that he's playing in. You know, some guys are in more favorable situations. Some guys are in more challenging situations. And you want to evaluate the player in dealing with both of those. And certainly the quarterback position has a lot to do with your physical traits and your feel and instinct for playing the game, but also has a lot to do with your mental makeup and your emotional makeup to see if you can handle a lot of the adversity that comes with the spot. So I don't know that I can put a specific timetable on it. I think certainly if you've invested something in someone, you want to give that guy a chance, though.
Jason, obviously, you know, the goal, of everybody wants to win, but when you see somebody going through a lengthy losing streak like Andy, 7 in a row, can you almost sympathize a little bit with that?
Well, again, we're focused on our own challenges here in Dallas and what we need to do to play our best football. Andy Reid's a great football coach and has been for a long, long time. And you know, he knows what he needs to do to get his team ready, but we're focused on what we need to do. It'll be a really good challenge for us.
The Eagles just released, you know, a pretty big-name player yesterday. And, you know, obviously when you took over in the middle of the season 2 years ago, do you kind of see that as kind of like a message, I guess, to the players that, you know, you better kick it in gear for the rest of the season?
Again, I can't speak to that specific situation and why they did what they did. You know, there's no question that, you know, what we try to do with our team is demonstrate the urgency of the situation really throughout the season, and you try to get guys to practice their best and play their best, and that's what we try to do as coaches. That's what coaches around the league try to do. So I can't really speak to the specifics of that situation in Philadelphia.
You saw a rookie quarterback last week, obviously seeing Nick this week. It's something that's talked about often throughout the league. I'm curious your opinion. Why do you think rookie quarterbacks are coming in, playing earlier, in some cases having success?
Well, I think these guys are really well trained, first of all. You know, I think, you know, they've been playing football for a long, long time. A lot of the programs they come from in high school and in college, really, they teach these guys well, and they ask a lot of them, and the kids respond well to that. Certainly the transition from high school to college and then college to the NFL, those are big jumps for everybody. But the responsibility they've gotten and the coaching they've gotten along the way certainly has helped them. You know, I think the teams have done a really good job with these guys in helping them get into systems that they're comfortable playing in. And I think lastly, I think they're good players. You know, guys who are able to come in at that position and transition as quickly as some of these guys have has a lot to do with how good a football player they are mentally and physically.
Is it significantly different than when you came into the league?
It seems like some younger guys are playing better at the quarterback position earlier than back then. And I don't have a great reason why, except to say that it seems like a lot of these programs, even as young as junior high, you know, they're so advanced that a lot of these kids come from. So maybe that has helped them transition from stage to stage. But again, I think a lot of it has to do with how talented the player is and how they're being used once they get there.